I Want Your Hands on Me by Lizzie Babes, read by Argentum Lupin. It's the last night of tour, and Adam's excited, but sad. He does want to go home and see his friends and his family, to get some rest, but the end of tour means leaving Gerard, who will be going straight back to New Jersey to see the rest of his family. He's so in love, it almost hurts, and the idea of being away from Gerard, not seeing him every day, it hurts. So he's standing off to one side of the stage, like he has most nights of the tour, but this time, he's doing it with a heavy heart. He knows the end of tour doesn't mean the end of them, but it's still hard. Watching Gerard play makes him feel better. He has such energy, a real stage presence, and Adam loves to watch him pour his emotions out into the microphone while hundreds of fans scream at him. Adam can't keep his eyes off of him. That man, that incredible man, is his boyfriend, his lover, his partner. And Adam doesn't know what he'll do when he can't see him. They've talked about calling, meeting up, and it'll work. Adam knows they can make it work. But at the same time, he can't help worrying. The encore ends, and Gerard is the first off the stage and right into Adam's arms. The kiss is not a surprise. They kiss like this every time Gerard leaves the stage, but this time it's edged with something like desperation. Gerard is slick with sweat from performing, skin warm under Adam's hands, and he wants to get his hands all over Gerard, wants to make the most of the time between them.
"Get a room,"
Neil complains, and Adam takes one hand off of Gerard so that he can give his little brother the finger. This is what he gets for working with his kid brother. Well, maybe it's just Neil. Because Gerard is in a band with his little brother, and Mikey is never any trouble. Although that could be because Mikey is more than busy with his own love life. "Maybe that's not such a bad idea. We could get a room tonight. Everyone else is staying on the buses. I think we should get a room," Gerard says in a rush, and he's clinging to Adam, his hands balled up tight in the material of Adam's shirt, like he doesn't want to let go. Like he never wants to let go.
"Yeah, hotel room, now. Neil, get us a hotel room."
Adam all but yells the last part, and he can hear Neil muttering, but he knows Neil will call around to get them a hotel room, mainly because he doesn't want to risk seeing Adam and Gerard together. Neil's happy for them, but he really doesn't appreciate public displays of affection. He's walked in on them a couple of times, and he insists he's scarred for life. Neil proves he really is useful by getting them a hotel room and a car to take them to the hotel. After grabbing a few essentials from their tour buses and saying a few goodbyes, they are gone, in the car and on the way to the hotel room. Adam keeps his hands to himself while they are in the car. The last thing they need is the driver going to the papers about Adam and Gerard getting down and dirty in the back seat. But once they reach the hotel room, all bets are off, and Gerard is kissing him the moment the doors are shut, kissing Adam and licking into his mouth. Adam moans, kissing back harder, fighting for control. And Gerard lets him take the lead. Shoes get kicked off by the door, shirts land on the dresser, knocking things over that they can leave till the morning. He has no interest in tidying up right now. Jeans and underwear land on the floor beside the bed, and then Adam has Gerard beneath him. He can finally get his hands all over Gerard the way he has wanted ever since he'd watched Gerard put on his last set of the concert. He loves watching Gerard perform, but watching him like this is even better. There's no persona. No show. There's just Gerard, unguarded and beautiful as he writhes on the bed. He doesn't know what he would do if he ever had to live without Gerard. He has a few people like that in his life, friends he'll do anything to keep in his life, and Gerard has quickly become one of those people.
"I want you so bad. Please hurry up. I don't want to be teased, not tonight."
Gerard groans, and Adam has to jump out of bed to find lube and a condom. When he walks back over to the bed, he has to stop and look, just look, at Gerard. He's beautiful, pale skin combined with that shocking red hair, and all Adam wants to do is leave his marks all over Gerard. He loves Gerard's body, loves his beautiful face, and he wishes he was an artist like Gerard so that he could pick up a pencil and draw a picture of Gerard, so that he could have a physical reminder of this moment forever. "Gonna stare all night?" Gerard asks with a smirk, and Adam has to laugh.
"I like looking at you."
Adam shrugs, getting back into the bed, lowering his body over Gerard's so that they're skin to skin.
"I like looking at you, too,"
Gerard says, before reaching up to pull Adam closer so that they can kiss again. Adam pushes between Gerard's legs, opening the bottle of lube so that he can slick up his fingers.
"Faster,"
Gerard groans.
"Bossy,"
Adam smirks, kissing Gerard lightly on the lips as his fingers start to circle Gerard's hole.
"You like it when I'm bossy,"
Gerard points out. Adam presses his slick finger inside of Gerard, loving the way his breath hitches, the way he rocks down, trying to take more right away.
"Okay, so maybe I do like you telling me what you want and how you want it. That's just because you're so fucking sexy when you do it. But then everything you do turns me on,"
Adam says, as he slowly adds a second finger. It's true what he's saying. He always wants Gerard. When he's on the stage singing, on his bus drawing, in some crummy diner downing too much coffee. Whatever he's doing, Gerard looks good doing it, and Adam can't resist him. Gerard gasps at two fingers, moans at three, and Adam keeps thrusting his fingers into Gerard, making sure to rub against his sweet spot every time. He loves the feel of Gerard's body tight around his fingers, and someday, when they have more time, Adam is going to pin Gerard down and fuck him with just his fingers until he makes him come. He wants to see if he can get him off that way. But not tonight. They won't see each other for weeks at the least. He's making the most of their night here together.
"More, Adam, please,"
Gerard begs, and Adam can't resist Gerard when he begs. He finds a condom on the bed, unwraps it and rolls it on, taking some lube in his hand to run over his cock, slicking himself up before sliding Gerard's legs over his shoulder. He presses his cock into the tight heat of Gerard's body, moaning at the feel and loving the way Gerard's hands grip his back tightly. He kisses Gerard sweetly, waiting for Gerard to adjust, and then he starts thrusting slowly, listening to the soft moans falling from Gerard's lips as they slowly get louder and louder. Gerard's nails dig into his ass as Gerard urges him to go faster, deeper, and just a little bit rougher. It's good to be in a hotel knowing no one they know is in the next room, and they can moan as loudly as they like. Adam calls out Gerard's name before he buries his head in Gerard's neck, kissing and sucking on the pale, delicate skin as he fucks Gerard, wanting to leave marks on Gerard that he will still have with him tomorrow when they go their separate ways for a while.
"So beautiful," Adam whispers against Gerard's neck.
He's never felt like this before, and it's not just the sex. It's the way he feels about Gerard. He's so in love with this man, and all he wants to do is bring him pleasure. When Gerard's moans get louder, Adam wraps a hand around his cock, wanting to see Gerard fall apart. He moves his hand in time to his thrusts, but it's when he bites down on Gerard's neck that Gerard loses it, coming so hard that he arches up off the bed.
"Adam!"
Gerard almost yells, going tighter around Adam's cock as he comes, and Adam has to kiss him, loving the way Gerard moans and kisses him like he thinks they'll never get a chance to do this again. Adam's thrusts turn almost jerky as he keeps thrusting himself into Gerard's body, his orgasm hitting him hard, and all he can do is moan Gerard's name. He holds Gerard close as shivers go through his body, drifting in the afterglow and kissing Gerard lazily. He pulls out when he finally has the energy to move, dealing with the condom and cleaning up before he lays down beside Gerard, cuddling closer to his lover.
"I don't want tomorrow to come. I want it to be today forever,"
Gerard says softly, pressing a kiss to Adam's shoulder.
"I wish we didn't have to leave either, but we'll make it work. I know we will,"
Adam promises, lowering his head so that he can kiss Gerard properly.
"Gonna visit me?"
Gerard asks.
"Every chance I get, and when you get back to L.A., we'll be able to see each other all the time,"
Adam says firmly. Sooner or later, they will both be going back on tour, and seeing each other won't be easy. But it's not the Dark Ages. There are ways to stay in each other's lives, and he can always jump on a plane and go to wherever Gerard is. They both can.
"Cool. I'm going to drag you home as well, make you meet my folks, do all the relationship stuff we haven't done yet,"
Gerard says with a sleepy smile.
"As long as you'll come meet my parents, too. You've already met Neil, so it'll be easy compared to that,"
Adam laughs.
"Your brother's not that bad. You've impressed Mikey, so my parents will be cool as well."
Gerard nuzzles against his neck, and Adam smiles. They've come a long way since they first met, and even though the tour is ending, Adam is confident that it won't be an end for them. It'll just be the start of something new.
I love you, Adam says softly, combing his fingers through Gerard's hair.
I love you too. Forever.
Gerard promises, and Adam has to kiss him, before whispering against his lips.
Forever.
Today is not an ending. It's a beginning. The end.